How's everybody doing today? She says what? Okay. All right. We are going to start off with a song on page 297. I want to be a worker. I want to be a worker. 297. 297. I see we're getting a little rain. Just a little. All right. 297. I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. I want to sing and pray and be busy every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker every day. I want to lead the erring in the way that leads to heaven above, where all is peace and love in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker strong and brave. I want to trust in Jesus, power to save. All who will truly come shall find a happy home in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. Thank you. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer at this time. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning just thanking you so much for being our God, for being the provider of our lives, our existence. Thank you for being the provider and the one that sent your Son to die on the cross for the sins of the world, Father. We're thankful for all of the rain that's coming our way and the winds and all the many things that you do for us, Father. Help us to be thankful for those things, Father. We know that sometimes the weather is rough on the things that we have, our fences and all the different roads we have set up. But, Father, help us to appreciate what the rain brings to us. Father, cleanness of the air and just refreshing. Father, we ask that you continue to be with us this morning as we come together to study another portion of your word, Father. Father, we're thankful that we're able to study about prayer. We're thankful that you have given us your word in written form, and we have it in digital form as well. And Father, we can study your word any place, anywhere we go. We're thankful for that. Father, we're thankful for all of the answered prayers in the month of January. We're thankful for all the prayers that you've answered even so far in February. Father, we ask that you help us to continue to strive to communicate with you as much as possible, Father. Help us to pray without ceasing, Father. Help us to pray in accordance to your will. Father, help us to live lives that set examples to people that they will want to know more about you, Father, and that you would give us the opportunity to share your word with them. Father, we ask that you be with those that are lost, Father, that their hearts will be changed, that they will look towards you, Father. Pray for those that need to repent, Father. Pray that repentance will come to them soon and not too late. Father, we are just so thankful for all that you provide for us all the time. We ask you to be with us this morning, that you bless us and keep us. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So what are we talking about this morning? We're talking about prayer. Are you guys tired of talking about prayer? Prayer is just priceless, isn't it? Prayer is really awesome. We've talked about the practice of prayer, the power of prayer, the purpose of prayer. And this morning I want us to discuss, for the time that we have, we'll talk about how God answers prayer. This is a subject matter that many people talk about. They say, how do we know if God is answering my prayer? How do I know if he said no? How do I know if he says wait? And so we want to try to discuss how God answers us. And so I want to talk about at least four ways that God answers prayer. First of all, beginning with request granted. Request granted. God may answer yes. If we look over at Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, here Jesus is talking. This is the famous section, the Sermon on the Mountain. And here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, here it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In other words, all the things that we worry about all the time, God's going to take care of that for us. And most of the time, the things that we're asking God to answer, that's his job to take care of it, isn't it? And there are things that we as children of God ought to be involved in on a daily basis, and that's seeking the kingdom. And I like the way this fourth grade teacher said this. It's just an example, but I like the attitude and the picture behind it. The kids usually at Mary Farmer over in Benicia, they go on a trip, and they go up to a place called Fort Ross. And Fort Ross is a place, those of you that are familiar with the history of California, Fort Ross is a place where many years ago the Russians were coming in up there, and they would receive the Russians up there, and they would take care of them, basically. And so the children learn about that history, the Russian history. They learn about General Vallejo. And many times I've played the role of General Vallejo myself, and there was always his wife, Benicia. That's what Benicia is named after, and Vallejo is named after General Vallejo. But during that time when the kids are there, before we go on that trip, the teacher would teach the children and say, when you're up there and you don't have anything to do, you should come up to an adult and say, how can I help? And I say all of that to say that when we've already prayed to God, we should be seeking the kingdom of God and saying to ourselves and asking God, how can I help further the kingdom? Also, we can ask the leaders of the congregation, how can I help? Because when you come to a leader and you say, how can I help? Instead of giving them a complaint, they're like, wow, I've got a list of things for you to do. Because leaders always have a list. Leaders are always thinking ahead. And so when you come and you say, how can I help? wow, they're like, I'm proud to lead this person here. I'm proud to be a part of this. But we should have the same attitude when we are serving God, because we already know that God is going to provide everything that we possibly need in our lives. Is that right? Does everybody agree with that? I wonder if we were to be able to get a download from heaven and God gives us a list of the yeses that we've received over the years. If the yeses were, if it was written in this form, Y-E-S, it wouldn't be able to fit in this auditorium. You think? How many yeses have you received in your life? How many times have God said, yes, it's yours? I already knew it was already on schedule. It was already on schedule for you. But sometimes God does answer yes, doesn't he? Sometimes he answers yes. Another passage of scripture I want us to look at is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. And many of you probably memorized this either as a kid or as an adult. But Proverbs chapter 3, looking at verses 5 through 10. Proverbs chapter 3, looking at verses 5 through 10. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. What's common among these two verses that we've looked at so far? Matthew chapter 6 and Proverbs chapter 3. What's a common theme of the individual that's described there? People that are busy doing the work of God are taken care of. That's what you can get out of those two sections of scripture. The people that are busy doing the work of the kingdom are provided for. God's going to take care of us. God's going to take care of us. God's going to say yes. He's going to provide all that we need. He's going to say yes. He's going to say yes to us. And he's going to give us the provision that we need. And so in those cases, God's going to say yes. Because what are the things that we really need? Because there are things, there's needs and there's wants. The things that you need, God continually provides for you. He continually provides for you. Whether you have a job or not. Whether you lose your job or not, whether you get a promotion or not, whether your fence blew down this morning, like my neighbor's fence blew down this morning, it doesn't matter. God's going to take care of you. All of the basics, the things that you really need to survive, you're going to get them. Yes? Yes. That's right. So God will provide all the things we need. He's going to provide everything that we need. He knows what we need before we even ask of him. So he's saying yes already to those things. All of the things that we need, he's already saying yes to. God also answers yes when it's according to his will. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. It's another passage to look at. 1 John 5:14. Here he writes, "And this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Now, somebody might say, "Solomon, how do I know it's according to God's will?" What's according to God's will? One of the things that we can conclude from understanding and even looking at what Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 6 is that all the things that we need, food, raiment, and shelter, those basic things are going to be there. All of those things are going to be there. Those provisions are going to be there for you. God's going to take care of that, isn't he? Now, there are some things that we ask for that are not necessary for our existence. Some things we just don't need. They're not in accordance to God's will. Because if we look at God's will or his provision as a God that knows everything, he's already organized everything that we need already before we were even born. He's already decided on it. Now, we can think about somebody like, Hezekiah. Hezekiah, he was supposed to die. The prophet had told him, "You're going to die, Hezekiah." And so Hezekiah, he wasn't happy with that. So what did Hezekiah do? Hezekiah asked for more years. He prayed. And before the prophet had left really too far, God had already told him, "Go back and talk to Hezekiah. Tell him you're going to live." So he lived, what, 14 more years? Yes?
I don't think it would be a selfish prayer to pray for more years so that you can serve longer.
True. That is true.
Serving him is good, and you're living with him as well to ask for more years. That's
yes. The reason for request. Yes, it is. And as a king for God, like Hezekiah, his job was to serve as a representative of God. That was supposed to be the task of the king, to be a representative of God, to teach the people the law of God. Yes, Wendy? Yes, yes. So sometimes people pray for their team, the 49ers, to win. I've never prayed for my team to win, but some people do pray for their teams to win. I just like to see what happens. When I'm praying for a team, I'm just praying that they're safe out there and nobody gets injured. That's usually my prayer, so they can go home and celebrate with their families. But when we're praying, we need to pray in the will of God. And we're praying in the will of God, of course, he's going to say yes. Another passage of scripture I want us to look at is 1 John 3:22. Just turn the page back. 1 John 3:22. Here he says, "And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight." So that kind of goes along with the previous verses we were reviewing, Matthew 6:33 and Proverbs 3:5-10. And so sometimes God grants our requests, and it's yes. He says yes to us. But sometimes we may receive the answer, "Request granted, but not yet." But not yet. Sometimes we have to wait on the Lord. Sometimes we want it right now, and sometimes we'll try to make provisions to make it happen right now. Has anybody ever tried that before? Yeah. It's better to wait on the Lord. God may answer yes, but wait. God may grant our request, but in time and according to his purpose. Let's look over at Luke chapter 18, verse 7. Luke chapter 18, verse 7. And this is found within the parable on prayer, Luke 18:7. Now shall not God bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night, and will he delay long over them? Sometimes there is a delay. Sometimes there's a delay in the things that we're asking of God. It doesn't always happen like that. It's not like the microwave or anything else. I don't think there's anything else that cooks faster than a microwave. Well, I think the back of a tank or some type of hot engine might cook it faster, but sometimes we want it now. But I think it's better for us to wait. Sometimes they got to wait for us to mature. Some people are praying for a spouse. Some people are praying for their parents to get better. I remember I broke my foot many years ago, and they told me 3.5 months on crutches, no weight. And I was just praying, Lord, help my foot to heal faster, because I wanted to start running again. I used to run all the time, and I wanted to run again, but I had to wait that whole 3.5 months plus some time so that I could start walking, and I did a lot of swimming while I wasn't able to run, but it took time, and after a while, I remember my first mile. I was so happy to get my first mile in. I was just so excited, but I was thankful for the Lord. The Lord said, you got to wait until he heals, Solomon. So we sometimes have to wait, but that time does come. Now, I don't really remember what it's like not to be able to go take off and run if I need to. But sometimes we have to wait. We've got to wait. Now, the next is request granted, but not as expected. Request granted, but not as expected. God may answer yes, but not as you think or expect it. Sometimes God answers in a way differently than we anticipate. And this is the thing that we need to understand. There's a big difference between the way God thinks and the way we think. It's just like the person sitting next to you or the person behind you. They think differently than you do. Let's look over at Isaiah chapter 55, looking at verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Beginning at verse 8. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's a very inspiring scripture, very telling scripture, to let us know that we don't think the way God thinks. Remember, we're asking for things from God. So, I mean, his provision and all that he has is to take care of us. In many ways, we can look at God as our servant. He's taking care of us. Anytime you're in leadership, you're a servant. You're serving others. And in the case of God, God knows everything that we already need. He knew about it way long time ago. God is the master planner. God's the master planner. So when we're going to God in prayer, we need to remember that he planned for us to be here. And he said he's going to take care of us. He's going to provide for us. So when we are asking, sometimes he may not give us the things that we want or need. Sometimes people say, I want to live longer. That doesn't mean that you're going to have your full health. It doesn't mean that you're going to have all those things that you want. And so sometimes people, I remember there was a time we were praying for precipitation in school. It was in Greek class. And I prayed for precipitation. We had golf-sized hail come down. And I can remember Ken Dotty, he was like, Solomon, you got to pray specifically. You want rain. You want rain, I said, because I just said precipitation. I remember it. But I remember our car got damaged. A whole bunch of people's cars was damaged. And we were praying for precipitation. I'm sure others are praying, but I remember specifically praying for precipitation in class. And we got precipitation. So when we're praying to God, sometimes, even if we're specific, God may say, no, this is not what you need, but this is what I'm going to provide for you. Tommy?
So here's a different way to look at that.
Yes.
After a hailstorm, it's the best time to buy a car.
Yes. Yeah, I remember specifically that time, all the cars on the car lots were damaged. I mean, because you're talking about golf size. This was in Colorado. This is Denver, Colorado. I mean, it came down. It was coming down, and the cars did come down. They were cheaper. Some of them, I don't know. I just remember it. It was because one of the guys from the church, he went out and bought a car that was too expensive for him originally, but it was like $10,000 off or something like that. And it was in his budget. So maybe somebody was praying, Lord, I need a car. You know, I need a cheaper car. I don't know. But yeah, that's a good perspective. But it's amazing when you are praying and God gives you the different things that you're looking for. But sometimes he'll do something different. Wendy? Yeah. So sometimes a sequence of things have to occur before God answers you. Sometimes things have to happen. Sometimes you have to get older. Sometimes you got to be a little bit more mature. Because sometimes the things we're asking for, and one of the things some people, the kids say, I can't wait until I'm an adult. Anybody ever said that one? Everybody, huh? Yes.
You know, in prayer, you're praying to the Creator. He knows the future, the past. He knows. And there are often times when I pray, oh God, thank you for not giving me that I asked you for.
Yes.
You gave me something better. Yes, maybe, or no. And it's just, he's infinite. He knows. And it's just a blessing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, she was saying that there's some things she's asked God for and he didn't provide it for, and she was later able to say, I'm glad you didn't give that to me. So that's pretty good. Anyone else about this? Yes, Tom?
There's a song like that, I thank God for unanswered prayers.
Okay. A song about unanswered prayers. Is that a country song or is that a church song? Garth Brooks, okay. All right. There's a song about unanswered prayers. Yes, Denise? Amen. Amen. So sometimes when we ask for things and we don't get them, we should have a good attitude and say, it's not my time to get that promotion or whatever it is. Because when it's your time, God lays out the red carpet for you. Everything's taken care of. So appreciate that share. Anyone else? Richard? Yes. Yes. And I think when we don't know the end time and it's taken a long time for something to happen, 20 years is a long time for anyone, I think, in here. And so if you're waiting that long, it's you start trying to do something about it. You say, well, maybe I need to do something about it. And that's where that Proverbs 3 comes into play. Lean not on your own understanding. Because as we talk to people about the things we pray about, people give us different advice. The world gives us advice. But we've got to remember, what did the God of heaven say to us? We can't lean on our own understanding. We've got to wait. One of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 40:31. You know, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. We've got to wait on the Lord. It's challenging, but if we wait, we always get the red carpet treatment is what I call it. He takes care of it. When I was able to run my first mile, I was so excited because I hadn't run in a while, and I was scared to run because I was like, maybe I might re-break it or something, but I was still able. I've been able to run a half marathon since. So God, waiting on God is very important. But sometimes when we are asking questions of God or praying to God, making requests, sometimes he's going to give us something other than what we needed, or maybe he'll make that adjustment to what we've wanted. Wendy? Yes, yes. Yes. So sometimes we get impatient because we only have so much time on this earth. And there are going to be some things that we pray for that we might not live to see. But we've prayed for it. And there's probably many people that have prayed and they never were able to see the fruit of their prayer. But you look out at this audience and I wonder how many people that are not here have prayed for each and every one of us in here for us to be in the position that we are in today. And so we all probably represent answered prayers, all of us that are here in this building today, and those that are on their way, those that are on the internet as well. God has answered prayers, and we are all answered prayers. Yes, Rick. Amen. That's right.
It was quicker for him than it was for Abraham.
Yes, yeah. It was quicker for you, Rick. Rick, I remember when you came. I remember that, yes. Yes. 22 years. And Michelle's back there smiling, so that's good. Praise God. Man, but that's an answered prayer. How many years did it take to get married, find a wife?
What do you
when you pray, from when you pray, do you remember? A year? Wow.
That's,
oh, okay. That's pretty, yeah. Yep. That's pretty awesome. Yep. Wow. But God does answer prayer. That's beautiful, isn't it? All right. We must not limit God's options. We should be careful and not dictate to God how to answer our prayers, because there are forces at work that are beyond what we can imagine. And this kind of also backs off of Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, because when we're dealing with God, we're dealing with the creator, the provider, the one that knows everything, the one that knows more than what we have in our heads. I mean, even if we put all of our minds together, if, what is it, 6.5 billion people in the world somewhere, maybe it's almost 7 now, but if we were able to put our minds together, we still couldn't figure out God in his fullness. We wouldn't have all of the knowledge of God, because we share too much information among each other, number one. But also, we're just limited. We're limited in our understanding. But look over, please, if you will, at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Yes? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You'd probably know about 2% of God.
Yeah.
And another thing is, we don't know completely what heaven's going to be like.
Yes.
I think that if we were given the full knowledge of what God was to be like, what heaven was going to be like, it would affect us in a way that would be counterproductive.
Yes.
We would just sit around and think about heaven all the time.
Yes.
It would be so wonderful and all this. But he gives us just enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yep. That's right. Okay, let's look at Ephesians 3:20. It says, "Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." Now there's a picture of exceeding. Now, I was thinking when I was praying for that rain, or just praying for precipitation, that it was just going to be rain or snow or something like that. I didn't know it was going to be damaging us golf ball size hill coming down. But there was a lot of happy people that day, and there was a lot of sad dealers that day too when all of that happened. I mean, there was, it was just everybody had lumps on their cars. I mean, dents and paint. The paint job people were happy, and the dent guy was happy. The insurance people were not happy. And for some reason, I forgot to take my car and get it taken care of, because I really didn't see the dents. But years later, I could see where the paint started peeling and breaking off, the clear coat. But when we're thinking about God, we shouldn't limit God and say, "I know you can only do this much for me, maybe," or you should just ask. Just lay it out on God. Let him decide what he's going to do for you, because you'd be amazed at what God can do. God is amazing. If God was able to allow Abraham and Sarah to have a son at such an old age, anybody in here 90? Who's 90? Okay. All right. Any lady want to be 90 and having a baby in here? Yeah. Any guy in here want to be 100 and having a baby? Wife having a baby? No. Nope. I don't see any volunteers. Man. But God told them that that could happen. But when we think in human terms, we're just like, that's too old. We have so many limits on things based off of the information that we've agreed to. We've been led to believe that all this information that we receive on a daily basis is something that we can depend on. I mean, yeah, you should stop at a stop sign. That's a good thing. But people don't do that here. I'm finding that out. We should stop at stop signs. There are things that we should do that we can agree on. We shouldn't lie to each other. We should tell the truth. We should be honest with each other. There are a lot of things that we should do, but when we're praying to God, we should just lay it out to God and say what we really want. But expect God to do maybe exceedingly abundantly more than we even imagine. Has anybody ever had that happen to them? When you pray, you are astonished about what God provided for you. Anybody want to share? Yes. 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 Yep. God is amazing. He can provide. Answer that request of yours. 12 months, and I want to have the keys to that new home or whatever. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yes?
There was not too long ago, where there was a family Christian who was.
Yes. Yes.
No way on earth. And still praying and believing with little faith that it would happen. And it was far greater than I could ever imagine.
Yes.
And it was just such a blessing.
Yes. Yep. It's nice when you pray for family friction to go away and for God to make it everybody come together.
But you never know how he's using you, and until you get the lesson.
Yes.
You don't go say, well, that's for you, you.
Yes. Yes, that's beautiful. That's beautiful when you can see the lessons for you instead of saying, oh, you guys need to do this. But I can grow as well. I can make changes to help with the unification as well. So that's beautiful. Very beautiful. So, well, it's been a good class. And probably next week, Lord's willing, we'll get to request denied. But thank you for your attention this morning in dealing with prayer and how God responds to prayer.